Hey, listen up. We got another episode of Wisecracks, featuring the crack man himself, Bill Krakenberger, and our co-host, John Orlando, straight from Las Vegas. Wisecracks is your ticket inside the world of sports betting, with tips, picks, special guests, and more, only on WSN.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wisecracks. This is our Super Bowl edition. Bill Krakenberger, it's actually our first Super Bowl podcast together. I don't know if you did one last year or not, but this is exciting.
This is my first Super Bowl podcast with you. However, you have had my prop list the last couple Super Bowls.
I have, and I have done very well with that prop list, and we will definitely talk about all of that. You know, we've got 2 weeks to build up for this game. It's now right around the corner, or just a couple days away. How are you feeling?
Good, man. I'm kind of just hanging around and doing a little bit of nothing. I'm joking, obviously. I'm joking. This week is insane. I am running around from book to book, app to app, gathering up as much money as I can because there's so many good betting opportunities. Let me tell you something else, though. Just in general, on a serious note about my life and stuff and about your life and everyone's life, we're kind of looking forward to this game. It's an American tradition like any other. You know, it's good for the country. It's good for our psyche. We're crawling out of this pandemic, hopefully, towards a more normal life like we've always had. So, you know, it's good for everybody. I've heard some people say that because of all the people being at home, not doing their usual traveling, this can end up being the most watched Super Bowl ever. And we'll see that. The numbers indicate that it will probably be supposed to be the least bet Super Bowl in years. Everyone's saying that because people aren't traveling to Vegas. They're only allowing so many people at these Super Bowl parties, which they can't call Super Bowl because of the NFL. So they have to call them big game parties. So normally you have 2,000 people in a party. I used to go once in a while over the Hard Rock inside the joint. You fit 2,500 people. Well, this year I think it's 50 people max per party. So they're not really going to have a lot of volume. I don't think anyway, like most previous years. And you know, also they're saying because of the economy and people don't have as much disposable income. I will say me personally, let's see what happens when these numbers come out this week, next week, because I don't know, man. People in New Jersey and these big jurisdictions like that, you know, bet almost $1 billion last month. 85% of that betting has been done on apps anyway. So they're still going to get that kind of volume. I think the numbers are going to be really huge there.
I almost wonder, will it be bigger because of that, because of all the new states that are able to bet? You know, not everybody travels to Vegas for the Super Bowl. Obviously, a lot of people do, but right. I feel like it's opened up way more. I feel like this could actually be the most bet Super Bowl ever. Maybe I'm crazy.
Well, in Vegas, there's people saying both things, but I just know because of the people that usually travel there, because of the economy this year. Like I said, now I say because of the economy. Let me tell you something. Well, all my guys are in big action, but everyone I know that bets, they're all betting for some reason. Even during whenever there's like an economic downturn, there's always money to be had for certain things, maybe drinking, partying, and gambling. So it should be interesting. It should be fun.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I know we've got a great guest coming up a little later in the show. You want to tease the people who's coming up?
Yeah, I am really excited about our guest today. Who better to have on for a Super Bowl week than the man who runs the biggest sports book in Las Vegas, the Westgate. Friend of mine, friend of the show, Jay Cornegay. We will hear about what kind of action they are seeing so far, what they expect, talk about some great stories from the book in the past, present. And I really have to tell you, this is really a fun thing for us to be able to have Jay on. I know Jay gets he was telling me like 75 different interviews he has to do in for the 2 week period up until the Super Bowl. So I really appreciate him coming on.
And Crack, we've got a great matchup. And if I may brag a little on myself, it's the matchup that I predicted on opening day. Chiefs will play Tom Brady. If we even could, maybe our producers can even find the clip where I said, I'm going to ride Tom Brady all the way to the Super Bowl.
I am going to ride the Chiefs and the Bucks all the way to the Super Bowl.
But I'm not going to take him in the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that a little later and why. But, you know, they're saying this is the best matchup ever. And I think it's hard to argue. You know, you got Patrick Mahomes coming off a Super Bowl win last year, trying to repeat. And obviously the GOAT going for his seventh ring. I mean, I can't even believe that. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you got the line here, KC, like -3, -15, total about 56, 56 and a half, depending on what market. And, you know, we really didn't see much movement on this game since the line opened until last night. I seen the sharpest sports books, the sports books that people follow. Let's just face it. They follow Pinnacle and Chris Offshore. They follow Westgate, like Jay, that's coming on his book. They also follow Circa. So there's like four or five that I have as indicators on my screen first. And I noticed those particular ones last night, a couple of them are kind of getting little ticks towards, believe it or not, Tampa Bay money. Kansas City is now -3, -08 at Pinnacle. That's the book I really respect. They were -3, -20 at one time. It just keeps on dropping down there. So I thought it was kind of interesting. It's dropping offshore, but yet the sports books in Las Vegas, they are probably going to see more Kansas City money coming in. Because let me just tell you, most of the money is coming in on Kansas City. I seen one number that I actually trust this number. You always see different numbers. About 75% of the money is on Kansas City coming in. About 63% of the tickets written are on Kansas City. So I do expect that to kind of more even out a little bit. Maybe drop down to like 60% of the money on Kansas City or 60, you know, maybe 62, 63% of the money. I just find that if the public is all betting this Kansas City money, I don't know. I always like to be on the side of sports books. It's only one game here. So I probably won't have a side in this game unless I maybe see a number maybe on the dog here that might be interesting to me, but I really don't see nothing really. I'm hoping the total gets knocked back up to 57. There may be a small bet on the under 57 here coming from me. I haven't released that or given it out yet, but I'm going to see if I can get this line up, or if someone could get this line up to back to 57. I kind of like the under. I lean to the under a little bit here, but my money's going to be on props though. Let's face it. That's it.
Yeah, I know you'll have a little something on the game, but I know it's nothing compared to what you're going to have because you love the Super Bowl props, and you have certainly opened my eyes over the years to the Super Bowl props. How did you get started with the props, and why do you like them so much, and why is it that they've been so profitable for you over the years?
Well, yeah, first I'll have 100 times more on prop games than I will any game bet if I even decide to bet on the game. And the ones that I actually come up with, they're all computer driven, model driven. They're not something I just guess, but yet there is almost like a blackjack basic strategy. There is some of them that are just almost basic strategy of going against the public. And let's just face it. So here you have at any given time, you have a sportsbook putting up a couple hundred props to one that's putting up 1,000 props. So it's hard to get all those proposition bets right. It's a lot easier to get the game line right when that's all the media has been covering for the whole week. It's really simple, too, to follow the game line. All the big sports books have it up. You can kind of just move with them on air. That's what these sports books do, a lot of them. But if this game more gets moved on action because of the larger wagers that come in. And just to go back to that, what you asked me about the prop bets, I just feel I have an edge on a lot of these prop bets because I know the public loves to bet over on things. I love to bet under on things. Public loves to root for scoring. No one's coming to jumping on a plane, coming into Vegas, partying up, drinking, rooting for unders. And oh man, everyone's pumped up. They got their beers in their hand. Let's go points, yards, real simple. I'm looking to just go against those guys. But I do that. I haven't even bet those type of bets yet. I look to do that more towards game time. So see what happens.
So and we've talked about this all the time, that you don't watch the games. Obviously, you told me you do watch playoffs, and I'm sure you watch the actual Super Bowl. Doesn't it make it a tough sweat when you bet the under? Isn't it make you cringe when you see guys scoring touchdowns and the whole book is going crazy or whatever? No?
Got to tell you, John, I do not even know what I have. I don't even know. two or three weeks ago, so it was either divisional or conference. I don't know which one it was. There was a Okay, it was Mahomes. So it was Mahomes. So there was a backup running back that went from the 5-yard line to the 1-yard line, and he got stopped at, like, I'm going to say the half a foot line. Next play, Mahomes ran the ball in. So that was the, that was their first playoff game, Kansas City, though, just to let the listeners and viewers know. That guy that had the ball and ran it to the half-yard line, if he would have actually scored, it would have been a large five-figure score for me, because I had him to score first touchdown. I had him at 50-1 and 40-1 and 30-1, and because the books didn't really realize that he's the backup. They just thought he was the backup, and he actually didn't. He started the game. So that would have been a giant score for me. I never even knew about it until, like, halftime, and I realized it. Oh, wow. And so I don't even know. There's so many – I have piles of tickets, so I won't even know what I'm rooting for or against. But I know I'll, in general, be rooting against scoring and touchdowns and long plays and whatever it may be. You're right. So I'll be rooting against a lot of that stuff. But I don't sweat it. I don't get upset when I see something, you know, like that. I know, like – I know what I'll have, like, maybe on a kickoff or something. The game starts. Like, you know, people, like, they love to bet heads and tails on something. So right away they know that bet they have. They have a list. Well, like, I'll know I'll have something on that. Probably I'll have something on that opening kickoff being a touchback or not. So I'll know I'll be rooting for that maybe, because I know it's just the first bet. It's the kickoff of the game. And it could just be a Kansas City kickoff or a Tampa Bay kickoff. It may not be the kickoff. So that I'll know. But besides everything else, I probably won't really pay attention to this guy caught a ball. He has seven. This guy ran, got handed the ball 10 times already or 4 times. I don't pay. I look at the end.
Can you tell the classic? There's a classic, like, Refrigerator Perry prop bet story. Can you tell that one?
Yeah. About 35 years ago, Caesar's Palace. Was it Caesar's Palace? Wow.
I
don't know what casino it was. They gave 20-1 odds against William the Refrigerator Perry rushing for a TD during Super Bowl. I guess it was Super Bowl 20. Though the Fridge had scored twice during the regular season, Bears coach Mike Ditka had said he wouldn't deploy the lovably large rookie defensive tackle as a running back. But Ditka changed his mind, and Caesars kind of got stabbed in the back there. But unfortunately, I remember the great Walter Payton did not get a touchdown there. I think Ditka overlooked that. That's something he would change probably if he had a chance to go back in time.
What are some of your classic prop bets that you do remember winning or losing over the years? I know I have a few with you. Well, they're all wins, but yeah.
About a decade ago, I was betting Christian Aguilera to sing the national anthem. You can bet on that with certain sports books over under. It was a Steelers-Packers Super Bowl. Listen, we do all the research on YouTube from when she was a little kid singing at 8 years old, right up until the night before the Super Bowl, she sang the national anthem at a hockey game. So, you know, we had a good edge betting the under 2 minutes and 33 seconds or whatever it was. She finished something like 217. Anyway, I remember it was an easy win. She finished, we beat it by 16 seconds, except the books said, you know what? She missed one. And I mean one single little 3-letter word. And they said, no action.
Stop.
That's it. So even though we won by 16 seconds, she missed one word. They graded it no action. I'm done betting Super Bowl, any kind of song lengths again. I mean, they could just take shots at you and say, well, he's supposed to say the, and he said duh. I mean, you never know. I mean,
come just, on.
Yeah. So that
is crazy.
Yeah. That bothered me.
And you can't, there's no disputing it. There's no, it is what it is.
She missed a word. I think she missed the word T-H-E, the. So.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Yep. It's crazy, isn't it? Isn't it crazy hearing that little thing like that can cost you thousands of dollars? So
yeah.
Let's get into another one, though.
Okay.
I think it was the second time the Giants and the Patriots Super Bowl. I had the scoop on the color of the Gatorade that would be dumped on the winning coach. It was going to be clear Gatorade. But when they dumped the Gatorade through the Giants' blue jersey, it went by so fast. Literally, it made it look like it was blue Gatorade. So on the replay, there's a little area where you could see it's dumping out of the bucket. I mean, there's like a half of an inch, nothing, that it was clear. Also, going by his jersey, at the end, you could see a little bit. You could see the clear Gatorade a little bit better. I remember that I had to actually fight with some bookmakers to get this paid and show them the YouTube clips where you can see the Gatorade being dumped, which was very hard to find this, by the way. And you could see it was a clear Gatorade. So that was interesting. And, I did get a text on Gatorade color again this year. But last year I had it wrong. Now, maybe we had it wrong because it was in the wrong bucket. So depending on whose bucket it was in. So this year I wanted to make it a little more specific. And I know that I got some info on the color of the Gatorade again this year. Put it this way. It's not going to be the color of the jerseys they're wearing. I haven't really bet this yet. Only the books back east, the FanDuels, the DraftKings, and a lot of the offshore books, they all book this. Unfortunately, Vegas cannot book this yet. They're working on it, though. So let's go into some other
stuff. Wait, one quick question. Yeah. Are those even money bets, or are they 2-1? What are the odds on those? What are
No,
they?
They're taking – you take odds. Like you'll say, you know, blue, red, whatever, clear, +3-1, +5-1, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're taking on all of them. Coldplay, this was a good one. Coldplay.
This is the first song. Year I had with you.
Yeah, the first year you had with me.
Yeah.
So the guy, I'm not going to reveal the source, but there was a source that I had that watched them work, you know, watched them warming up. And they said, listen, the first song is Yellow. And that's Coldplay's first song. So, John, you might not know this part. So I have a friend that is a producer, and well, he's not even at ESPN anymore. He used to be ESPN. He's a producer at ESPN. He says, listen, Billy, I just want to let you know that I have guys that are in that stadium too. I know guys, and they said that Yellow wasn't the first song that they were warming up with. So I was like freaked out. Now I got this guy I really trust. He watched him warm up. I got to go by him. And I did get off a little bit though. I did get off a little bit because he told me a different song they sing was the first song. It was like 7-1. So when I say get off, maybe I put like 1,000 on that. By the way, back then, these particular two sports books that were booking this, very big, large names, they were taking $1,000 bets. So I took – my first bet was +6-1 on Yellow, right down to even money. So it was a very – I kept on betting it and betting it and betting. It was a nice five-figure score for me. And sure enough, what did they do? Guy comes out. I can understand why my friend ESPN didn't realize it. His guys didn't realize it. They acapelloed. He was like kind of kneeling down.
Yeah.
Acapelloing Yellow, the first two lines to Yellow, and they call it Yellow, and bang, yep. Then he went right into a big hit.
Yep. So I remember that.
Yellow was considered, because I'm watching it and I'm saying, oh, wow, is that considered the first song? It better be. You know what I mean? But and it was, and I got paid. I did get paid on Yellow. So that was interesting.
That was the bet. You became legendary to me and all of my friends because I was watching that. I feel like we might have had breakfast with you that morning at Hard Rock.
Oh, maybe. Oh, we could have.
And I was with Jake and a bunch of my buddy Roger Silvestro, who comes in from Detroit every year now. And that was a big deal. Like, yeah, that was – I remember we were so excited about that.
Well, okay, let me tell you – Go ahead, Jake.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you, do you have another one?
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how sometimes you get a little lucky on these things too. So last year, I had the rushing yards under by Mahomes. I don't know what number it was. I can't remember. Maybe let's say it was 20, 25 and a half rushing yards I had under. And so he had about 41. I think that was it. I think he had, hold on. It might have been 29 and a half. I went under. And he had 41 going into the last drive of the game where they're just going to take knees. He took knees on, I think it was 3 plays, and he lost like 5 yards. He kept on backing up and then taking a knee. And that goes against your rushing yards. And sometimes you get lucky. And I wound up winning that by a yard. I think 1 yard I wound up winning that by. So sometimes you get a little bit lucky on these kind of prop bets too. I would like to bet all information like my guy who was watching Coldplay warm up compared to the guys like Mahomes that make, you know, $20 million that I basically can't get that kind of information out. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of fun. Last year, also, I received good information on Shakira's first song last year that she would sing at halftime. So we'll see if I can get anything like that on the weekend here before the weekend's here. I have some little things right now. Of course, some big player props that I'm looking to get down, unlimited amounts of money on a couple of them. So we'll see what happens.
Well, speaking of good information, this is a good time for me to remind everybody to head on over to WSN.com. That's the place you need to go to get all of the information that guys like Bill use and even guys like me now are using. They've got promos, bonuses, all the great strategy guides, info on the different state betting laws. WSN has also updated their NFL Pick'em contest with now a $500 Amazon gift card as the prize. That's like the same as cash, just like Bill said. So, you know, check out WSN.com today, guys.
Yeah, for sure, John. One of the really cool things about doing the show is I get to promote a site that I actually go to every week for, you know, different information. I like reading the columns and stuff. It's just a goldmine, WSN.com, a goldmine for advantage gamblers too. I've got everything. It's got not only the articles I'm talking about, the links, promos for the best online sports books. That's one of my big things here. The promos and the percentage bonuses at WSN on all these sports books around the whole country in your jurisdiction is amazing compared to the ones I've seen on other sites or just an advertisement I've seen on TV. WSN's got the good ones. I'll tell you that right now. Also, you know, in general, I actually go myself just to read of what's going on from state to state to state. If you click on all articles, I notice there's like four different states that are not officially taking bets yet, but are going to be taking bets. Some of the states that I didn't even know were illegal yet. So real good stuff. Make sure you go out and check out WSN.com.
And while you're doing that, also make sure you check out the CrackWins app or go to CrackWins.com. Users are continuing to build their bankroll over there following your winning methodology, Crack. College basketball, you were 12-4 last week. You are now 85-53 for the season. And not to be outdone, in the NBA, you went 4-1. And I think you had one tie as well. And your Super Bowl props will be getting released today and more leading up all the way to game time. It's sign up is free. So don't wait another day, guys. Go over there and you can start building your bankroll. If you don't believe me, I want all of you right now, head over to Ellenberger MMA on Twitter. Hit up Jake Ellenberger on Twitter or on Instagram. He's like a walking billboard for Krakenberger now because he has seen this strategy work. So check out the CrackWins app.
Yeah, you know, Jake actually texted me the other night. And you know, I didn't even know because, of course, he's a friend. I would have gave him this, you know, a subscription for free. He went and bought it without me knowing the subscription. And he's doing, listen, we're not going to change nothing either. I'm going to charge him because everything's working.
It's working.
Fine.
Yeah.
He texted me the other night. He's like, do you realize you're like 21-5, your last 26 picks? Do you know I went 2-0 again last night? I think we're 6-0 this week. So I think our record's 91-53 right now. Really, really happy with the college, man. I tell you, I couldn't ask for anything better. It's just it just feels great too. I know that I'm getting the best information in the world my guys come up with some great stuff and it's the best time of the year to be on board. So thank you very much.
All right. Well, Crack, it's that time. Let's move over to our guest portion of the show right now. We sat down with I'm going to call him a Las Vegas legend of 30 years. And here's how it went.
Well, I am excited to welcome our guest today, making his return to Wisecracks, Mr. Jay Cornegay. Jay is the vice president of Las Vegas Westgate Superbook. He has nearly 30 years experience in the race and sportsbook industry. He oversees one of the biggest sportsbooks in the world, and is just an all-around great guy. Jay, welcome back to Wisecracks with me and my better half, John Orlando.
Hey, John, Bill, thanks for having me on. Good to see you guys.
How are you?
Appreciate you coming on, man. Listen, Jay, something that we talked about right before we went on air here, John and I, was you really are the originator of prop bets. I mean, listen, we talked a little bit about the first one of the first Super Bowl wagers. We're going to credit Kirk Brooks at the Tiny Holiday Inn Casino. I think it was Super Bowl 15 or so. It's 1996 or whatever that may be. Maybe Super Bowl 30, actually. I'm wrong. So Brooks put forth a cross-sport proposition, who would score more points that Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys or Michael Jordan. This is the research I've done. So, however, you guys took it to another level, because I know me and my guys from New York, we used to always fly in for the Super Bowl, and we couldn't wait until you put your prop bets up. Was that something that you just decided, let's start putting a little bit more and more, or explain to our people here at Wisecracks?
Well, Bill, it goes back to those really boring Super Bowls when the NFC was just dominating the AFC every single year. It was a complete blowout. The games are really boring and people were just sitting on their hands, you know, for the second half. So we were like thinking, well, you know, back then there was probably only about 20 or 30 propositions on the Super Bowl. So we thought that, you know, hey, let's get this thing interesting. Let's come up with some propositions that won't be decided until the second half or the end of the game. And so we did that in the early 90s, and it was real popular. People loved it. And so instead of 20 or 30 propositions, we had about 50 to 60 different propositions in the early 90s. And it was so popular, and we just can't keep up with the demand. And really took off from there, but it really went to another level when the 49ers met the Chargers, and that was a 19 and a half point spread in the Super Bowl. So we knew who was going to win that one. So we went from about 50 or 60 propositions, we went to over 100, and that's where the packet, the Super Bowl prop packet, was born. And it just became, you know, so popular with the locals and even the tourists. We, even though we were in Center Strip, we were surrounded by some, I won't name the competitors, but a lot of people came over from the other hotels to place their bets at our little IP second floor sports book. And so we didn't invent the prop. We never took credit for that. But as you mentioned, Bill, yes, we were the first ones to come up with the crossover prop, as we threw Michael Jordan into the mix in the early 90s, I believe.
Cool. Jay, I was one of those people that came over from one of the other hotels that I won't mention to make some of those prop bets back in the day, 100%. I've got a question for you. You know, this has obviously been a very unique year for the world and the world of sports. We've got a great Super Bowl coming up, you know, limited fans in the stands. It's not going to be a sold out event like it normally is. But what is the feeling like for the books, you know, here in Vegas for you guys? And what are you expecting in terms of volume? Is it just like any other year, or is this, do you see a different type of betting happening?
Yeah, this is certainly a different year. We went back to last year's numbers, and wow, we were like, wow, that was a year ago. And we had tremendous numbers for last year's game between the Chiefs and the 49ers. Well, in Nevada, and I'm glad you brought this up, because some of the listeners that might be coming into Las Vegas should expect these restrictions. Every venue is restricted to 50 people. All right. However, the casinos can operate at 25% capacity. So in our book, which is still the world's largest race and sports book, and the with 25%, we can go up to about 500 people in the Super Bowl. I don't think we're going to get there. We don't want to get to that point, but it would be limited to about 400 people in the Super Bowl. But the other venues, as all our competitors and the great resorts that we have here in Las Vegas, you know, instead of having parties of 2,000 or 2,500 people, this is all sliced and diced up. So all these little venues of 50 people are planned. And even though instead of two big parties that might have, you know, 2,000, 2,500 people, you're looking at about 8 to 10 of these smaller venues that are limited to 50 people. And it's certainly going to make an impact on, you know, the wagering numbers. I don't know where some of my colleagues out there still think it's going to be a record Super Bowl. I don't believe so, because the Super Bowl is really dominated by tourist money here in Las Vegas. And with those type of limitations, I just don't see how we're going to get there, even though we have some really good players coming in. And we've had, you know, safety protocols throughout the entire season that make them feel comfortable and make our team members feel comfortable. I just don't see us getting to those record numbers. But all the resorts in Las Vegas take these safety protocols very seriously. And we got to make sure that we protect all our guests, making sure that they feel comfortable, along with our team members. And that's what we have done. But all these venues have been scaled back.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. And, you know, I'll tell you, is the internet betting, is that the app betting, has the app betting kind of taken off Like, I don't even know this answer, but like New Jersey, 85% of the app betting, 85% of the betting is done on the apps. Has Vegas really, what have you seen at your place? Have you guys have a lot of app bettors more and more each month? And gradually, do you think that that will actually overtake the actual fans that come in and place wagers, cash, paper tickets? Or what do you think about that? What's the numbers look like?
Bill, that's what we exactly have seen over the last 6 or 7 months. You know, every month the app continues to grow in popularity, which, you know, we've seen for the last 5 years, but even more so the last 6 or 7 months. What we've seen a spike in is just more recreational players, smaller players. Maybe they're new to sports betting because, let's face it, you know, we don't have a lot of entertainment options right now, all of us, right? We're very restricted. A lot of people are staying home, but you can still place sports bets, you know, from the comfort of your couch and, you know, and the safety of your own home. And so we got a lot of new accounts. And I believe, you know, outside the Super Bowl, which is dominated by tourist money, but our numbers prior to the Super Bowl, we have seen a spike, and we've seen record numbers of wagers that have taken place over the last 3 or 4 months. December and January were tremendous. I mean, even my daughter got into it. My daughter has never really, well, as far as I know, never really was a sports bettor, but her boyfriend is. And so she asked me to help her, you know, open up an account, which we did. And she's like, Dad, you know, if you place $10 on a game, it makes the sporting event a lot more interesting.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know that, you know. Yeah. So, It's that type of better that we've seen because the ticket counts. I'm going to tell you, the ticket count is where you really see the spikes. You're talking 40-45% increase on ticket counts on the mobile device in Nevada.
Jay, does the matchup matter for you guys in terms of volume? Like, does Tom Brady being in the Super Bowl against like a big team like the Chiefs, you know, who are going to try to repeat, does that bring more excitement, more betting, or is it just this, whatever the two teams are in the Super Bowl, it really doesn't matter? People are coming to bet.
Well, it certainly, I think it helps to a small degree to have a marquee matchup like we have this year, you know, with Brady and Mahomes headlining this event, it's very helpful. But let's face it, overall, the Super Bowl sells itself. I mean, people, it's a great release. It's American history. You know, and under normal circumstances, you know, there's so many different parties all across the country. And I know that we'll probably still see some of that throughout. I would say it helps a little, John, but overall, the Super Bowl is a true American event, and it's going to sell itself.
Cool. Jay, I have a question. It's hard enough to come up with the sharp number on a side or total. It really is. But how does your team handle setting the numbers for all these prop bets and decide on, you know, number of catches, yards, who will score, you know, more, Chiefs or LeBron, whatever it may be? It seems like quite a task. So how do you guys do that? If I remember right, doesn't your team like take the whole week before the Super Bowl, like every day a meeting at one of their houses every single day and literally over dinner or whatever it may be, hours of going over each individual props? Is that still the way it's done? Do you guys do it that way?
Pretty much, Bill. It hasn't really changed too much. This year was a little different because of the restrictions that we have to adhere to. We start prepping, and it's a real big team effort. You know, we got a lot of our admin start, you know, setting up these events, setting up the props, even though the teams are not decided. So we're 2 or 3 weeks in advance, we start working on this. Once the teams are decided, then we get to the stage what you're talking about, Bill. And that is, you know, we got 4 or 5 guys in a room, and I got to give all the credit to them. You know, it's Ed, it's Jeff, it's Rex, that's Randy. You know, instead of someone's home this year, we put them in a boardroom that they were like 30 feet apart from one another. Wow. And they were locked in there for 2 days. I threw in some hamburgers and some ribs and some drinks that now and then, and they went at it, but they did a terrific job. And listen, it's not like it's breaking up concrete. It's it's just busy work, you know, and, you know, obviously you have to know what you're doing, but it's a long process. And I give those guys all the credit for, you know, making those props and what you see on the prop menu.
Oh, yeah. I would love to be a fly on the wall. I've just to see maybe like Ed say something and Jeff come in and say, no, but this, and I, of course, maybe Ed gets the last word, but the final decision, but I would like to see that input from the other guys, Rex and those guys. I would love to just see how that's handled. That's really cool. I have to hand it to you and your team. You guys are amazing at what they do there, even all year round. I'm going to tell you right now, this is really spontaneous. I don't know if you get the numbers, but, I have been smacking you guys around a little bit in college basketball this year. And I keep the money in the account. I have almost six figures in Westgate, I admit it. And I just keep it in there. I haven't even withdrawn nothing yet. But, you guys take bets off me, and I appreciate that. And things are going to move my way by game time. So I really appreciate it. Thank you again. And it's really a testament to you and your team. Thank you.
Well, I mean, the respect goes both ways. And, you know, we try to do our best. I know that there's like some critics out there here and there of, you know, no matter how you run the book, it seems like people are out there taking shots at you. But we found out the way that we do things around here is best for the book, you know, and I feel like if people understood this side of the counter a little bit more than just, you know, their opinion of what they see on the other side, maybe they would understand it a little better. But, you know, doing it for over 30 years, I think we've, you know, I think we have a pretty good philosophy of what we do. We try to be as fair as we can. And, you know, we try to be as transparent as we possibly can be. We're not here, you know, into the shock, you know, mode where we're trying to surprise people or the gotcha mode. We try to be up front. We really do. And, you know, we try to be as fair as we can. And I know that when we have to make a decision, sometimes it's not as popular as, you know, you think it would be, but there's some backlash out there. But hey, everything's governed by Nevada Gaming, and we follow compliance, we follow the regulations, and we try to run, you know, the best book that we can.
Jay, earlier in the show, Bill was telling us some of his greatest hits and misses over the years, from, you know, national anthem bets to Gatorade dumps. You just said, you know, you're in this 30 years. You must have a story or two that comes to mind in terms of Super Bowl betting from the past. Can you share anything with us?
Oh, wow. There's a few out there, John, for sure. And I remember one case where we had, let's see, it was the Broncos and Falcons. All right. And we figured that this was the Elway's last game. You know, he was going to retire. And so we thought that the Broncos were like an 8.5-point favorite in that game. And we thought if they were, you know, had the lead, then most likely that they're going to pull Elway off the field and give him his due. Well, that's exactly what happened. And we had a proposition with this in mind, with the backup quarterback, Bubby Brister, would he have a rushing attempt? And we put down there, a kneel down is a rushing attempt. So sure enough, you know, there's less than, you know, a minute to go, and they bring Elway off, and, you know, they're showing Elway. The problem was they never showed the kneel downs. And I believe Bubby had two of them, but they just kept on showing Elway on the sideline. And so, you know, of course it would, yes, was the result of that proposition. And we're cashing everybody out at the Imperial Palace, this packed room like sardines. And this guy was screaming at me saying that, I know you're from Denver. I know you called Coach Shanahan to put Bubby Brister in there just so you could win this proposition. And this is like, he is screaming at the top of his lungs. I mean, I thought he was going to come across the counter, you know? And so it was kind of a running joke there for a while, where people go, "Hey Jay, do you have that coach, you know, hotline that you could just call and say, hey, hey Mike, can you put Bubby in? You know, we really need the yes here." So there's dozens of those stories, John, but it certainly brings a smile to my face and others when they hear some of those some of the history that we have gone through during the Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
I have a final question for you, Jay. Have you had any kind of action this year where someone came up and put 20, 30, 40, 50, or even 100,000 on this game? Has there been any kind of action like that early, or do you expect that kind of action? And will you take that kind of action? Let's say someone on Sunday comes up, wants to bet 200,000 on the Chiefs. Will you guys take that kind of bet?
Yeah, we would. It's, you know, it's the Super Bowl, and so far it's been very light, to be honest. I mean, we had, as soon as we put up the game in the first 3 or 4 days, we took some healthy five-figure bets on the Buccaneers money line.
Oh, wow.
And since then, it's been really quiet. It's been, I would say, maybe a 2-to-1 ticket count in favor of the Chiefs. A lot of Chiefs and over bets, and I think that's going to continue. I think the big question is, are we going to be approached with any of those bets that you're talking about, Phil? And yes, we would take those bets. It's the Super Bowl, and we're willing to take those type of bets. Even some of our regulars that come in, they'll bet 30, 40, 50,000 on propositions, and we have no problem with that.
Wow. Very cool.
Jay, I have one last question for you. I understand why I can't parlay prop bets within the game, but why couldn't I? I would love to be able to like parlay like a bunch of UFC fights and pick one prop bet from the Super Bowl. How come I can't do that?
Or can you? You might be able to.
There's a couple out there, yes, that you can do that. I mean, I'm more than a couple. There's a lot of those, actually, that you can parlay something like that. Sometimes we don't like to tie them up so long, but, we have a couple of pages that, you know, you can parlay all these different types of propositions. If you wanted to parlay, let's say, on that weekend and parlay a UFC fight to a proposition, yes.
Oh, cool.
You can. Okay.
Oh, cool.
Well, I'll see you later. Well, Jay, thank you so much for coming on. It's always great to hear from the power brokers from the other side of the counter, who sometimes we refer to as enemy. But you are certainly not an enemy of ours or this show. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Jay. Really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right. Okay, you too.
Have a Super Bowl.
Another great guest on the Wisecrack Show, courtesy of Bill Krakenberger. That was a good one.
Oh, that was great. No, it's great to have him for Super Bowl time. Really appreciate him taking his time. Jay from the Superbook. All right. John, what about you? Let's go into your stuff. People want to know what you're on.
Do they? Do they want to know?
Yes. We got that new site I purchased, a new URL, thebetagainstjohn.com. So here we go.
All right. So I'm taking a page out of your book. Well, first of all, I'm doing all of whatever props you tell me to do, I'm doing, as I always do on the Super Bowl. But you said something either last show or the show before that really stuck in my head, which is you don't have to pick a side. You don't have to bet on the actual winner of the game. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, and actually even last year, immediately after the Super Bowl last year, I said the Chiefs will be back next year. That guy's not going anywhere. They will repeat. And I picked this matchup of Chiefs and Tom Brady. And I'm going to take your advice. I'm not actually going to bet on who wins because I think I'll even enjoy the game more, just rooting for the props and whatever happens, happens. So I'm actually not going to pick a side, but if I had to, for bragging rights, I do think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I think the difference of this will come down to that Mahomes is mobile and he can run and Brady can't. And I think that's going to be a big difference in the outcome of the game.
Oh, good, good. You know, John, something I just thought of when you said that. Historically, the best money line to bet on the favorite, believe it or not, is in Las Vegas because people love betting the dogs. That's a big thing in Vegas for Super Bowl. I love betting the money line on the dog. So normally you get the best price for the Super Bowl favorite right there in Las Vegas compared to offshore, where something will be maybe, you know, maybe -2-to-1 offshore. You'll get it for 185 in Las Vegas historically. So that's an interesting way for people if they want to bet the money line.
What is the money line right now?
Keep an eye on this too, because right now that's not true. Right now, this line offshore and offshore and in Las Vegas is about the same. Let me give you a quick answer on that. What the money line is ballpark what the money line is anyway. So just give me 1 second here.
Yeah.
Let's go to the NFL. They can't even call it the Super Bowl. It's unbelievable.
I know. That's so crazy.
The big game. The big game. click on the big game, not the Super Bowl. All right. So it's about KC minus 155 to 165. And that's the same price everywhere. It's the same price offshore, minus 150 around there. So
and what's Tom Brady? What's the Buccaneers?
Well, depending on what outfit or what shop you're gonna take anywhere from 145 to 155. So depending on what place you're looking at, the one I'm looking at here is minus 160, comeback 145. So
hard not to take Tom Brady at plus.
Yeah, anything, you can probably get him a little bit higher than that too if you want to get him.
Man, see the action junkie in me now might have to.
I did it now.
All right, I won't do it.
Yeah, I'll let you know what the Gamblers Anonymous meeting is immediately after the game. Okay.
And what prop bets are you going to give out? Are you giving out any play right now? Everyone keeps asking me, is Crack going to give out a couple of props for the Super Bowl? My buddy Matt Slavin is watching this show right now, wondering if you're going to give out a prop bet.
Sure, we can give out a prop bet here. Let's give out. This actually sounds easier than it is. That's why you're going to lay $1.80. So the first touchdown of the game will be a passing touchdown. I found minus 175, by the way. Minus 175 and minus 180. I think it's too low. I think you can lay more than that. And I hate laying money. So
I'm
shocked.
That's
one good prop bet. But you know what? Don't go crazy. Don't bet a lot of money on that particular prop bet. I'm going to have at least a dozen I'm releasing for my Crack Wins guys. John, I'm going to send you a sheet that's going to blow you away. And the reason why, it's so hard to send that sheet that I send you. It's so hard to send somebody 50 prop bets. You know, they don't have the bankroll to bet $100 on 50 games or whatever it may be. But I'm going to send you all of them. I'm going to send you the ones that are going to be my stronger ones. Real simple. Let me just tell you, John. The stronger ones I'm going to highlight for you, they're the ones that my Crack Wins guys are getting.
Okay. I'm glad you just brought that up. I'd like you to just touch on that also because my buddy Johnny Cocktails, I'm giving a lot of shout outs to my boys. He asked me literally last night, could you tell me which prop bets are Crack's favorite? And I was trying to explain to him, Crack is going to tell you got to take them all because it's about the body of work, not just.
Oh, no. I have stronger ones, though.
Okay.
I do. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have highlighted stronger ones for you so you could tell that. What's his name? Johnny Fontaine?
Johnny Cocktails. Yeah.
You could tell.
You got me. You pluralized it there.
Johnny Cocktails.
He's actually an actor. He was in the movie That's My Boy with my dad. Oh. He's been in a lot of Adam Sandler movies. His real name is Brad Grunberg, but he is affectionately known.
I think we'll stick
to
Johnny Cocktails.
Yeah.
So we'll have we're gonna have some that passing touchdown one. Just one. It's a little nugget to share, but I'm gonna have some more. For like I said, for you, and I have a lot more for my Crack Wins guys. So, it's real simple. I haven't bet a lot of them yet. I'll bet you 80% of my betting hasn't been done yet because it's real simple. I like to bet unders, under receptions, under yards, under carries, whatever it may be. I bet unders on certain players, and I'm waiting for the public money to come in to push those lines up where I'm going to scoop in and take the under. These sports books are forced to just overmove lines. They have so much money on the overs. They know guys like me are going to come in and take the unders. So, also, you know, I may just have a little Gatorade tip, you know, like I said earlier. So we never know. Never know. That's just a fun bet, though. I know you can't bet a lot of money on them. But yeah, the more serious one, the player props, I'll have them more on Sunday morning. And I hope you're getting up early that day because you're going to need to.
I will. Now, let me ask you this. Can I put you on the spot with a question that I know everybody watching and listening wants to know?
I probably won't answer it. Go ahead.
Total dollar amount you are going to have in action on the Super Bowl. Is it six figures?
Six figures for sure.
Six figures.
Oh, it's listen.
Deep into six figures?
I just bet. Listen, I told you 80% of my betting's not done yet. I bet already. I don't know. At least. Oh, man. I've probably been about $75,000 already.
Really?
So, yes.
And you don't sweat an ounce of it.
No, I've never had a losing Super Bowl. I mean, legend. I'm not bragging. I hate because that's not me. I don't brag. But if you're an advantage better, if you had a losing Super Bowl betting, you know, 150 different props, I don't know if you're an advantage better. Listen, it can happen. It could happen. If there's 80 points scored in this game, you know, I'm going to be hiding under the bed. So I say that, but I'm really joking. It's just an old saying.
Yeah.
It can happen. I mean, it can happen. Just the last couple of years have been so good. The last 5 years, 10 years, God.
Well, listen, let me tell the folks at home, the best predicting a way to predict the future is by looking at the past. And if you look at Crack's past Super Bowl performances, he is always in the win column. So check out the Crack Wins app. Go to crackwins.com or download the app in Apple Store. It's in the Google Store. Download that today and get in the winning circle like me and the Crack Man and Jake Ellenberger and all the other Crack Wins users. How's that for a plug, Crack? Yeah, man.
That's a great plug. Listen, you can see our college basketball's on fire. Looking forward to the Super Bowl props. And, you know, if I was even exaggerating, you know how many people on Twitter would rip me apart? I mean, I must have a ton of people on Twitter that are along with the Crack Wins app, and they're all subscribed. So they know what's going on. They kind of don't want to say anything. It's kind of funny. Once in a while, I would get texts. Way, Crack, good job. Great goal. Everyone now, it seems like it's like a grid. The grid's going up like this, and no one wants to interfere and start shaking the grid to make it like, you know, so no one wants to say anything. It's the old superstitious people.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand.
It's almost like when your pitcher's throwing a no-hitter, leave him alone in the dugout. Stay clear of him. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to the crack man.
That's right. We're going to get right. You know, the success. Great job. Good job today.
Yeah, man, this is as always a ton of fun, and I'm looking forward to a fun Super Bowl, and I know I'll be texting you back and forth throughout the game during our prop madness, and I look forward to it, and I can't wait to do a Super Bowl recap. Next week.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
All right, we'll see you next time on Wisecracks.